Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we are being taken over by the Atlanta Fulton Public Library. Welcome, Rachel Daniels from the Atlanta Fulton Public Library, who will be hosting this segment of the local take. Rachel, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Hi, everybody. All right, I'm the Public Affairs Officer from the Atlanta Fulton Public Library System, being joined by my super fabulous colleague, Miss Claudia Strange. And Claudia, you know, we're in the middle of summer reading, but before we get to that, I would like for you to tell everybody a little something about Atlanta Fulton Public Library System.
Sure. Well, as Rachel said, I'm Claudia Strange. I manage public relations for the library system, which is quite a task for such a large system. We have 34 libraries here in Fulton County. And for anyone listening with a library card, you know just how amazing the library can be. The wonderful services and programs that we have to offer really do go run the gamut of services. So we wanted to share a little bit about how to find out about these services and how to learn more about your Atlanta Fulton Public Library system. Of course, we have our website, which we encourage everyone to visit. It's afpls.org. That's afpls.org. And we also want you to follow us on social media. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at afpls. And that's where you'll find a lot of our events and happenings around town. Right now, we're, of course, in the middle of summer reading, which we're going to talk about a little bit later in the segment. But we also have a ton of other great things going on, everything from yoga to story times to book clubs. You can really find something for anybody at the library. So visit our website, check out our social media. You'll see some of the great activities we've got going on. You'll also see some of the patrons that we have enjoying some of those great activities on there, so you can really get a good idea as to what you'll be seeing at your local library. I also want to talk about a really exciting thing we have coming up in August. I'm sure everyone in Atlanta is aware of, which is this big solar eclipse that's kind of taking over the social media, news media. I see it everywhere I turn these days. And the library's partnering. We're very excited to be partnering with some organizations, a part of NASA nationally. The American Library Association nationally is also working really hard to get programs, viewing parties, and solar eclipse viewing glasses to patrons across the country. So your local Atlanta Fulton Library will be doing the same. We'll have programs happening at branches across the system on the 21st. And you'll be able to attend a viewing party. The eclipse is said to be passing through our area around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's when you'll see most of the viewing parties taking place. And we would encourage folks to get signed up, get registered, to make sure you get those special glasses. As I'm sure everyone knows, you're not supposed to really look directly at the sun. So that's not a good idea. We want you to come do it safely with us. So make sure you come and visit our website, check out our social media, find a viewing party near you. If you're going to be at work that day, come see us down at Central, downtown Atlanta. We've got a beautiful fifth floor balcony that we'll be viewing the party, viewing the solar eclipse from on August 21st. So that's my big plug for the eclipse.
All right. So real quick, also, you know, a lot of people don't know the new things that the library has to offer. They do think it's very old and gray with books, but we have a lot of great digital resources that you guys can get this absolutely free. Can you tell us about a few?
Sure. We have so many digital resources. I'll try and name a few to get started, and we can maybe talk about a little bit more later on in the segment. But let me start with our newest one that we just acquired, which is Freegal Music. That is a free downloading streaming music app available with your library card. You're also able to download 3 free songs every week as part of the Freegal Music app. So you get to actually keep your music, which is really neat. It's free. You don't have to pay anyone for the music. And you can also stream it free throughout the day as much as you'd like. So it's really a neat app, and all you need is a library card to get it. We also have some book apps. You can use our Hoopla app, which helps you download ebooks, audiobooks. You can also download movies and music with that app. So another really neat one. Again, all you need is a library card. We also have our OverDrive app, which kind of links up with some of our database and allows you to see what books are in the system. You can download that. in the Apple or Android store. It's called Overdrive. You can also download our app, which links directly to our database and allows you to put books on hold, put movies, music, whatever you find on our database, you can put on hold and pick up at your local library. And that's AFPLS. Again, you just download AFPLS app in the Apple or Android store, and you'll be able to start keeping track of all the books you've got checked out, figure out what kind of digital resources you've got checked out, renew your books if you want to keep them a little longer. So it's a really useful app and very easy to use. I hope you'll check it out. And while we're talking about a library card, all these things are only available to you with a library card. So you have to make sure that you get your library card if you don't already have it. It's free to Fulton County residents. You just stop by your local library, fill out a small application, and you are good to go. You'll have a library card in your hands in just a few minutes. And we really encourage you to see all the wonderful things that library card can do for you.
All right. Thank you so much, Miss Claudia. I want you to stick around real quick because we want to talk about the renovations coming up. But before then, we have coming up the librarian extraordinaire, summer reading coordinator, Miss Cheryl Smalls. Welcome. How are you doing today?
All right. Good morning. Glad to be here.
So, Ms. Cheryl, we are thrown in the middle of summer reading. So can you tell us about it?
Yes, summer reading is that special time of the year, probably one of the most important times of the year for the public library as we celebrate reading and literacy. Every year, our summer reading program is designed to promote literacy, promote lifelong learning, and help our kids maintain those skills for that out-of-school time. And so the summer reading program does just that. Every year you have the opportunity to come by any public library. Remember, there are 34. And you can sign up for the program by simply giving us your name and the name of your school. And your task is to read at least 10 books. Of course, you can read as many as you want, but read at least 10 books. And bring your folders back to the library and get a prize. Of course, every branch has prizes to give away. Our overall goal is to simply keep you reading as the school year approaches, so that you don't lose those skills while school is out. The program started June 1st. It's not too late. It's July. You can jump right in there. The program ends August 1st. The library is full of fun-filled activities, programs highlighting literacy, highlighting science, almost any subject you're interested in. So visit your public library, and it's still time. You still have time to come in and sign up for that program and read the 10 books, participate in all our programs, and hone in on some of those skills that might prepare you for the coming school year.
You know, I feel like this year has been bigger than ever. Like, I feel like we've done more, bigger kickoffs, kind of gotten the community more involved. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I agree with you. Our efforts to do outreach have very much increased. This year, the summer reading kickoff, the system-wide kickoff, actually happened in Woodford Park. And so there we gathered and we partnered with quite a few people in Atlanta, for example, GPB, Alliance Theater, the High Museum of Art, as we celebrate reading. We're trying to get all of those persons who have yet to visit the library. We have a very good audience. We have very good programming numbers, but we also want to reach those that have not come to us before and not partnered with us before and celebrate literacy and libraries. So we had this wonderful kickoff in the Woodruff Park, downtown Atlanta, and we hope to continue this annual event.
Can you let everybody know, is it too late for them to register now and get involved?
Oh, definitely not. It's never too late. The summer reading program is for all ages, beginning with infants, children, teens, and adults. And so remember, reading is a lifelong activity. You don't necessarily have to have summer reading to get it started, but summer reading is that most important time. It's that busiest time of the year for all of our libraries because school is out, and that's our opportunity to hone in on reading and help our children elevate their reading skills. But it's never too late. You can, of course, sign up for the summer reading program. It ends August 1st, but we also have many book clubs, many other fun activities, writing workshops that go on throughout the library system all year long. So it's never too late. August 1st, again, is the cutoff of the summer reading program. And we'll probably have a finale, culminating events throughout the library system that will highlight what we have done. And of course, we'll probably send those names out to schools that are within our service areas so that schools are aware of our children's participation in the summer reading program.
Okay, so when I think of summer reading, and when I did summer reading when I was younger, it was more about reading books and winning prizes, but you guys offer more than just books.
Well, the wonderful thing about the advent of technology within the library system, we've been able to, of course, add on programs that involve the use of the technology. So ideally, we're trying to bring our kids up with 21st century technology skills. And so we offer classes that are related to technology, math, science, specifically STEM programs. So the STEM is, of course, science, technology, engineering, and math. So we have quite a few branches that actually have STEM clubs. So it's not all about reading, but also about science literacy and literacy in other subject areas that's going to help propel our students for the next generation.
Absolutely. So if people wanted to find out more information about summer reading, where can they go?
Well, you can take a look at our website. You can take a look at our social media. You can look at Facebook. Our website has all of our programs listed, afpls.org. Of course, you can come by the branch as well and pick up the Access newsletter that highlights all of our summer reading programs. And, of course, there are branches that have individual flyers that advertise everything that we do. So take a look at our website, afpls.org, and perhaps visit one of our branches. There are 34 branches throughout all of Fulton County that you might want to stop by.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Small, and we look forward to all the activities and things to get into for this year's summer reading.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right, and we're back. I'm Rachel Daniels, and I'm being joined by Public Affairs Manager Claudia Strange again. So, Ms. Claudia, this year and next year, we have some big things going on with APLS.
Yes, we sure do. So, as some of you may have heard, we've been doing some new library building around the county. We've also begun our second phase of the library building program, which will include the renovation of 23 libraries, including our downtown central library. So quite an undertaking, as you can imagine, and we have a ton going on as we get ready for all of these renovations. The library renovations will basically take place for the next 3 years. We will be kind of segmenting out libraries into groups so that we're not closing everything at once, you know, trying to keep everybody from creating library deserts. We want to make sure that everybody has access to a library, no matter what part of the county you're in. So we've grouped our libraries into smaller groups to do the renovations so that we'll avoid doing anything like that. Part of the renovations will include updated HVAC for all of our older buildings. I'm sure some of our patrons who might be listening today and have a local library that is not brand new will know that we need to update some lighting. We need to update some technology. We're going to need to do some new, you know, rip out carpeting, new paint, new roofs in some cases. So we'll be doing a lot of that kind of basic keeping up the building work, as well as trying to renegotiate the space. And what that means is that, you know, some of our older buildings were not necessarily laid out for the kind of 21st century technology open libraries that you see here and now in 2017. So we're going to try and get those libraries up to a more modern look and feel, lowering shelving so that you can kind of see across the library from one end to the other. Again, updating that lighting so you can see what you're doing and it's not so some of that dim lighting and some of that overhead fluorescent stuff that can really hurt your eyes. We're updating some technology, having self-checkouts, making it a little easier to walk in and out of a library without really even having to find someone to help you. You can typically just get in and out by yourself and completely take care of yourself. So it'll be like Amazon at the library. We're going to also make sure that we're ADA compliant. That's incredibly important. And in some of the older spaces, it's a challenge to get there. So we'll be, you know, redoing restrooms, redoing entry, exits. Security is another issue in some of our libraries, parking lot security. So we'll be installing some cameras, lights where they're needed. No library renovation will be the same. They will all really just meet the need of that specific branch. Each branch is being looked at individually. This is not a one-size-fits-all renovation plan. So we really want to make sure that we're taking care of our libraries in a way that the community needs us to do that. So how are we making sure that that happens? We are meeting with all of our communities individually. Each library renovation will have two community meetings associated with their renovation. They'll get one on the front end where they'll be able to give us input on what that community needs. We've had 7 so far. So just to give you some examples, we've been in our first group, we're renovating Sandy Springs, Roswell, our Washington Park Library, Dogwood, Kirkwood, Southwest, and West End. And each of those communities are completely different. And so you would obviously think that you would need different things in each of those libraries. So when we, you know, met in Roswell, the need was that maybe some more study rooms, some more spaces for tutoring. We met in West End, and they're using the space a lot for community meetings, so that, you know, more community meeting space might be needed. And just really depended on the community and what that library was being used for. So that's what we're hoping to accomplish by doing these meetings before we start the design process. And then again, after, when we have finished the design process, in order to share with community members what we came up with, you know, what we heard that they wanted, and how we managed to incorporate that into the design or the layout of each of those branches. So we've started, as I just mentioned, we started with our first group, 1 round of meetings. We're about to go back to them in the next couple of months to show them what we came up with. And then we'll start our next group, and we'll be kind of in community meeting craziness for the next, probably the next year or so, as we kick off each of these group projects. And, you know, again, some of the questions we're getting is, you know, what kind of updating to services or materials or that kind of thing will we be getting? And this is strictly a capital improvement program. So this is going to be anything having to do with fixing the building. We will get some technology upgrades, but that's pretty much what this will cover. We'll start the process of trying to update collections as a system, you know, once we kind of get through this renovation process. So that's, you know, kind of exciting time for us. The one thing I haven't mentioned is the Central Library, which is our largest in 275,000 square feet of space in downtown Atlanta. So that will be our biggest project and will likely take the longest. We have not started community meetings for that yet. We're still in the very early stages of just selecting some builders, design, architecture, all that stuff. So we're very early stages of Central. We'll probably start to see some more movement on that towards the end of next year. So if you want to get some more information, we're always posting updates on our website, again, on social media, get an update as to when your local library might be getting renovated. You can always check on our website, afpls.org. You can always check our Facebook page, AFPLS, Twitter, Instagram, whatever you like. We're probably out there. So keep looking for those updates and looking for when your local library will be getting renovated.
Okay, I have a quick question. So for those who utilize the library a lot, like check out books, use their digital resources, how would this renovation impact them?
Well, for people who are coming to the library every day, they're going to close. We have to close the building in order to renovate. It's just not safe to keep them open during that time. But as I mentioned earlier, we're doing our best to make sure that there are no library deserts again. So if you have a library that you visit every week, we will make sure that we're not closing the next closest one to you until that one reopens. So we'll make sure that everyone has a reasonable distance to their next closest open library. But also, we'll have the ability to continue to manage what books you have at home through our app, through the website. You'll be able to renew books. You'll be able to still put books on hold. You just may pick them up at a library that's a little further from your house than the one you visit every time. We'll also have the ability to download plenty of digital resources. So this one may be a good time to start exploring those resources and get familiar with them, because you'll be able to really download a book and read it on your Kindle or your iPad or whatever it is that you'd do for your reading. If you're a hard book person, though, you will still be able to get books. Again, you'll be able to place books on hold if you want one and just pick it up when you're near another branch. And again, we'll be doing as much as we can to make sure that we're not creating any massive distances between the next open library.
Well, speaking of digital resources, let's visit some of the ones that we have to offer. You talked about Fregal earlier, but that is more of a music audiobook. Well, more of a music one, but we have some that has audiobooks and some that does languages. Can you tell us about a few?
Sure. So I think I mentioned earlier we have Hoopla, which does those audiobooks that you mentioned. We also have Mango Languages, which is an amazing electronic resource. You can learn, it's something like 60-something languages. Don't quote me on that number. It's a lot of languages available on Mango. So if you're interested in learning a new language, you've got a free app to use, you know, right here with your local library and with your library card. We also have Miss Humblebees, another great learning preschool, pre-K learning app that you can use with your children at home. Amazing. I have two small ones at home and they love it. It doesn't feel like learning. So that's the great part about it. I was paying a lot of money to use another learning app that I was able to get rid of almost immediately and allowed the kids to use Miss Humblebees to get up and running and get ready for pre-K, as my littlest one is doing right now. We have a ton, so we can't cover all of it in this session. So what I would do is encourage you to go on our website. There's a big button in the middle of the page that says electronic resources. And the other one is eCampus. I'm just going to tease a little bit of it now. We'll talk about it at another segment, another time. But eCampus has a wealth of amazing opportunities for learning, you know, continued learning. You can do some certificate programs where you can complete things and have like a certificate of completion at the end of doing the online learning program. So you can learn anything from like PR 101 to how to do some genealogy. I mean, so it's really, you can really figure out what suits you, get in there and find something to improve your skills. It might be that you just need to get better at using a design program, or maybe you need to get really, really good at using Excel. All of those things you can get on a learning app like eCampus. So get on our eCampus site, check out all the great resources we have. Again, all of it free with your library card.
All right, and that is the important word here, free. All of it is free. We love free. Well, thank you, Ms. Strange, for joining us, and Ms. Small for joining us as well. We enjoyed taking over. I'm Rachel Daniels with the Atlanta Fulton Public Library, and we'll catch y'all next time.
I am so excited about this relationship with the Atlanta Fulton Library, and I want to thank Rachel Daniels, Claudia Strange, and Cheryl Smalls, and we will be welcoming the library back for Library Card Sign-Up Month in September 2017. Ladies, thank you so much for today.
Thank you.